It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Reader's Digest, the little magazine that we all love to read, carried an interesting story. It went like this. After a swim in the pool at the University of California's Berkeley campus, a professor found that his shoes and socks were missing from the locker room. Since the weather was mild, he decided to walk barefoot to a nearby shoe store, attired in a business suit, white shirt, and tie. He was somewhat disappointed when no one gave him a second glance. The climax came, though, when the clerk, after fitting him with shoes and socks, inquired coolly, "Would you like to wear them, sir, or shall I wrap them up?" incidentally, talking about water, here's another story. A.T. Kelly of West Point, Mississippi, came home with a fish tail. He had lost his wallet, he said, in Grenada Lake while fishing. It contained $120. Well, 2 years later, Ewell Doby of Grenada, Mississippi, was wading in the lake and found Kelly's billfold. Yep, the $120 was still in it. Now, let's go a little bit farther with our tale about fishing. It seems that John Culshaw of Hamilton, England, had an unusual catch while fishing. He snagged his line and reeled in what he thought was an old jacket, but it turned out to be a drowning baby boy, 20-month-old Samuel Roger, who had toddled away from home. For 10 minutes, Culshaw and his wife applied mouth-to-mouth resuscitation until the baby started breathing again. Maybe Culshaw didn't realize it, but he was following quite literally the words of our master, "I will make you fishers of men." No, the carpenter didn't mean catching toddlers in jackets. He was talking about catching men and women and boys and girls in the world in which we live. And you know that fellow Peter, the one that we have nicknamed the Big Fisherman? He knew quite well what the Galilean meant. And Peter became one of the greatest fishers of men that the world has ever known. You know, I get the idea that the carpenter would like to have more fishers of men in this world. Sometimes I think that we have been fishing for other things, money, position, power, fame, and this has caused a great deal of the emptiness and meaninglessness which is visible in the world today. I guess that one of the reasons there haven't been more fishers of men, and perhaps the major reason, is that it is a very demanding and exacting job. And then again, the reward isn't great either, as the world counts greatness. And it is often a disappointing job because people are not easily caught sometimes. Maybe the reason there have been few fishers of men is that the job is so large that very few have had the courage to tackle it. You see, it takes a real person, to be a fisher of men in the world in which we live. It's not a job for weaklings or sissies. Yep, the Galilean could use some more fishers of men. Any volunteers?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.